ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a very important and interesting question. And that question is about the attributes of an intelligent person. And everybody wants to be intelligent. Everybody wants to be smart. Nobody likes to be called a dummy or stupid. But obviously, religion has its own criteria. God has his own criteria for who he calls an intelligent person, who is an intelligent person. So today, it's not, you pass the SATs, you got a good score on your SATs, or you got accepted into, a prestigious college, an Ivy League college, so you're a smart person. No, that might be the case in this world. The people of this world and this dunya, they might call you an intelligent person or a smart person, but in the akhirat, you might be resurrected as, very stupid, ignorant man. Right, so today we want to investigate what the attributes of an intelligent person, an aqil, is in religion. Fortunately, we have the answer to this question in the form of a prophetic hadith, which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The attribute of a man of intellect is that he is clement to one who behaves rashly towards him." If somebody behaves bad towards this person who is intelligent, he will behave kindly towards him, behave clemently towards him. That was one attribute. The second is he overlooks the fault of one who wrongs him. Somebody might wrong him, but he overlooks that person's his fault. Third, he is humble even towards one who is lower than him in rank. If there's a person who is under him, it could be his employee, it could be his child, it could be his student, whoever it is, it could be his wife. Right? If somebody who's lower than him, he tries to be humble towards them. He doesn't misuse his superiority towards that person. He tries to get ahead of those above him in his quest for good. Meaning, in his quest for being a good person, he vies with others, not for things of this world. Whenever he wishes to speak, he first contemplates if what he wants to say is good, he says it and benefits as a result. And if it is bad, then he keeps quiet and remains safe as a result. Meaning, he speaks before he says anything, and he only says that which is good for himself and for others. If he realizes what he wants to say is bad, he stays quiet and he remains safe. When a temptation arises before him, he holds fast to Allah and guards his hand and his tongue. And he becomes tempted to do something, to say something, right, that's prohibited within Islam, he protects himself, he guards himself and his tongue. If he sees virtue in it, he seizes it, neither losing his modesty thereat, nor displaying any greed. All of these are 10 characteristics of the intelligent and smart person in the eyes of Islam and in the eyes of Allah in religion, from the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we act upon these characteristics, we adopt these characteristics, then we will be intelligent. We might not be illiterate, we might not be able to read or write, we might not have gone to college, we might not, have ever read a book, but if we are able to act upon these characteristics, in the eyes of Allah, at least in religion, we will be a smart and intelligent person. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the characteristics of the intelligent person in the eyes of Islam. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.